What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show. From dream ghosts to memory spirits, what's haunting Rebecca this time? Stay tuned to find out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
And I'll confess.
Brianna, how are you doing today? Are you doing okay?
I'm not making it through.
Are you making it through?
I'm making it through.
Why? Look at this side, though. Compared to this side right over here. You guys are hearing the awesome Greg singing once again. Very, very sad goodbye song message, folks. She already knows the lyrics. This just came out on Friday. Look at this.
How do you know the lyrics?
I'm looking at Brianna here. Look at this.
Oh, my God. I thought you said Trinidad, but we just watched this.
And like, she just watched it. Oh, my gosh, guys. What's going on?
Wait,
hold on. Before I intro, wait a minute.
It was a shit show.
It was a big shit show, but like what you said, Renee.
But it was a great episode.
Thank you very much. All right, everybody, what's going on? Welcome back to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. As always, it's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Right next to me, morning, Mr. Greg, we have Brianna.
You guys can find me at BFIPS14 on Instagram and Twitter.
And over here laughing at Brianna, we have Miss Trinae Todd.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl Trinae, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Oh, it's so neutral. You see this? And right next to Trinae, always love saying your name. What's up, Renee Ariel?
Hey, guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And check out my blog, catslipstickla.com. I just did an article, Why I'm Single. Go read it.
Hey, Rebecca needs to read that article, which she needs to do, right?
Was there any, like, Rebecca type things in your article?
Oh, yeah,
that you
like
do?
Don't like stalk your ex-boyfriend. Maybe don't like move across the country to be with him.
Check, okay.
Yeah, hopefully he won't be with someone else and then you'll break them up at the end of the
check,
wedding.
Check.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay,
so very season one Rebecca.
Okay. Copy.
Totally.
Got it.
Break up his wedding, go through his trash.
You guys, this is season 2, episode 4 already. When will Josh and his friend leave me alone? Right back in Rebecca's head once again. But it opens up to a super sad, somber kind of beginning with Rebecca looking crazy, by the way.
She looked like
makeup
she
running.
Slept in days.
Right. She probably didn't or whatnot. Basically, Greg saying goodbye. This is it.
And him saying he loves her. He finally got to say it.
Exactly.
Like, peace.
He loved her, but did he really
like,
love her?
It was all just a booty call. That's what I thought he was going to say.
Look at her face, though.
Guys, you didn't think that? I thought that.
It was
you
all
have no heart, Trinae. You're soulless.
It might have been all good, and it would have been love in the beginning. Towards the middle, there might have been some just booty call situations. But I really think he did feel for her. But at the end, he realized, listen, you can't have it your way all the time. I have to do me today.
Yeah,
and like, this is why I have to leave on the staircase to heaven. Did you see that shot?
I know. Okay.
Even though he loved her, he had to be with himself at the moment and not right. with anybody else, and he knows that.
Which is fine.
Let it go.
You had to let it burn.
If you love something, you have to let it go.
Okay, Usher. You had to let it burn. There we go. Love it. Okay. What did you think, Renee?
I think that Greg had a great realization that Becca needs to have, and even though she had it this episode, I don't buy it. I think that she's crazy. I think she needs to really learn about who she is without trying to like make a new friend to then fix them, and which we see a little bit of maybe next
right.
week. I don't know. Becca.
I feel the same way. At the end when I was like, oh, she seems so put together. This is how long is this going to last?
Right. Yeah, that's always ticking time bomb.
Exactly. It switches up all the time.
Well, I mean, the show is called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Right.
We exactly. know it's not going to last.
You know what my favorite line was from
does.
That actual song? We are Jerry Springer, not Casablanca.
Yeah.
Like,
good one.
Perfect. That is great. Yeah. That's really, really true, though.
It was in such great form to have, Greg form, to have like this beautiful, like, sounding song, just full of, like, actual not beautiful words.
Yeah.
Full of shit talking about
it.
The relationship
was
what was going
F
on.
Show. That was so messed up. They were being so mean to her this episode.
I didn't
both
think
her
Greg
and
was.
Josh. I think he was trying to be nice.
I think
he was
Greg
trying to explain
was.
Why they couldn't be together.
Because it was a shit show. She just slept with his best friend and was living with his, like, there's
plus,
no.
Plus, she was friends with Heather before right. and then slept with him.
Yeah. There was. Mm. It really was a shit show, and I think he was putting it in the nicest way possible. My favorite line was, though, we made Katrina look like bad weather.
Yeah.
I love Katrina. like, this so writing, many good lines.
It's her, a lot of it is her, too, right? Like, Rachel Bloom writes a lot
of
this stuff.
She helps write the songs, yeah.
Amazing.
What would that be like, saying goodbye to your ex and him just coming out in full song? That would be crazy. Like, that, now that would be up. Something.
If it was actually in full song,
in full song, where he's singing like, a breakup where did, song.
What? Like, how long did you take writing this before you wanted to break up with me?
Yeah, like, maybe how long crazy. Were
you
dating?
The last 3 months of our relationship, I just wanted to make it, you know, official with this song. Right over
it just took me a really long time to write, so even though I've hated you for so long, we're just going with it.
But so she goes through her downward spiral, right? Which is pretty crazy. We always see that. But it's not. She's not the only one who's going through a downward spiral as well, too. One of our favorite characters, Paula, is going through her downward spiral and trying to figure out her crossroads as well.
Mm-hmm. This was so sad.
It was so sad.
I just kept wanting her to open up, and she wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, that made me crazy every single time Becca would ask. I hated every single time because Paula would always be like, oh, no, I'm fine. I mean, you can only bottle things up for so long. Right. It just worries me, and it worries me about, like, their friendship.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Paula really needed someone to talk to that wasn't her husband.
Right, mm-hmm. somebody
and that's
else.
What her husband was trying to tell her.
Yeah.
Well, I think that Paula almost feels like she's, like, a mother figure to Rebecca.
So she
and
wants
you
to
know,
be strong.
Yeah, you know how, like, our parents will try to keep certain things from us because if they tell us, then they know we're going to, like, not be able to handle it well. So that's why she was saying for the excuse, oh, she's going through a breakup with not only one but her two boyfriends. So I think she was just trying to protect Rebecca in that
right.
In
well, that,
that
brings
moment.
Me to, okay, that brings me this. I mean, none of us are parents, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. None of us are parents, but so if would you protect your kid in that sense from either feeling really depressed from a situation or really telling them the truth? Like, how would you handle that? Because that's exactly what Paula was trying to do. Protect her from not telling her the truth so she could deal with her own stuff. What would you guys do in that sense?
Even her kids knew.
I mean, I think that there's, like, a good balance. Like, obviously not right when it happened. Yeah. Don't tell her. But I think eventually you're going to have to, like, trust that you have a life too, and she has to respect that as your friend. And if she can't be there for you as well as you be there for her, you don't have the best friendship right now.
Or maybe, you know what I'm thinking? Maybe she didn't want Rebecca to try and convince her to keep it.
Maybe.
Because she knew that probably if she told Rebecca.
Yeah, but she didn't tell her even after she decided.
Yeah, I think in this instance, there's a time and a place. Like you were saying, maybe when, you know, along the time, maybe we might see Paula actually, like, open up and tell her eventually.
And that could be it, you know, for some character development as it kind of
goes along. I just really, really thought she was going to tell her at the end.
At the end, that's the thing. It was like, you're waiting for the perfect timing. That was literally the perfect timing.
And that was, like, the episode setting us up being like, okay, she didn't tell her.
Yeah.
Now she's going to tell her. And then she didn't.
And then the fact is, even with Rebecca being sad at times, she wanted to know what was going on with Paula. Because as a true friend, and she never listened before. Let's be real. The last season, she was just all about herself and kind of in herself, right? Mm-hmm. This season, you can kind of see her humanizing a little bit more and her listening to her friend. Like, wait, you seem kind of off today. Is something wrong with you? She would have never done that last season, right?
Yeah, she wouldn't have even noticed.
No, it would have gone over her head. This time she knew in small little cases, but Paula still didn't jump at the chance. And I just think it's sad. And it made me sad seeing her try to suffer the situation without really being able to reach out to
her. Yeah, she doesn't have any friend that she's reaching out to. All she has is her family, which isn't healthy. Like, you need someone outside that's completely away from being a part of that situation.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And you're not going to talk to your cheese-eating Grey Poupon son either, are you?
No.
Like, oh my God, I couldn't.
Okay?
It's so sad. I was hoping that maybe she would have at least opened up.
Yeah.
But she didn't, so.
We'll see. I mean, it might go different ways as time progresses or whatnot.
Also, going off of that, since we're already there talking about it, I don't know. Sorry if I'm jumping
in. It's fine.
But, like, she got the abortion.
Yeah. So, okay, I wanted to record Trinae's reaction because we have all seen it beforehand. And as I walk in, the perfect timing when I walked in to watch Trinae watch it, her reaction was probably the same as all of ours. Like, Paula didn't keep the baby. But the way they announced it, the way they said it, with her son yelling it, like, boom, in your face. Like,
I know.
And then you feel like you shouldn't have, like, rewatching it. I was like, oh, this is obvious.
I
like,
know.
He's saying that he's like, oh, you've been through enough today. The doctor said to it. I was like,
I did not know. I thought that maybe, you know, she was stressed out because she just did, you know, that whole law thing. And then she had to deal with, you know, just,
it didn't,
you know, it didn't register to me until the sun set. And I was like,
Right.
What?
Because I thought maybe, okay,
she had the abortion.
She had to stay on bed rest for a little bit because she's stressed out.
Yeah, me too.
And then that part hit, I was like,
yeah, I thought maybe she had a doctor visit.
Maybe a doctor visit, maybe a stressful day, but I do love the way that they announced it. I felt like it was very, like, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend style.
Very well,
where
yeah.
it's like, because we are happy for Paula because she's going to be able to follow her dream now, which she may have not been able to do if she did have the child. And we were, I mean, what did you guys want her to do in this
scenario? Wanted her to keep it. I felt like it would have shown, you know, that moms can do it. Moms can mm-hmm. go back to school and have a child too. Like, I felt like in this instance, they were almost showing, like, you have to give up one in order to have the other.
Like, you can't,
have both.
I mean, I think she ultimately could have had it. I think it was kind of smart though for them to do it this way, because they're bringing to light a realization of, like, people that are older that already have kids think they can't have an abortion, or religion or whatever comes in the way, and they think that there's no choice for them. So it did show her being able to have a choice and making a choice of her body,
which I think was great too, that she was able to have the choice, you know what I mean? But it would also have been nice to see it the other way, where she was able to have the baby but she had support from other people to be able to continue on with law school, and she could still kind of hit that adversity and run and go with it, you know what I mean? Because she's a middle-aged lady who already has kids already, you know what I mean? It's not like she has a
and obviously before. Her sons are not the type of kids that are going to help out.
Right.
Definitely
right.
not.
And, like, I think she just saw, like, her husband, like, when he was trying to be more domestic, obviously couldn't even cook chicken. So
chicken's hard sometimes, guys. It takes a long time to cook. Okay?
That looked disgusting.
Okay? It takes a long time to
he
cook
tried.
Sometimes. Okay,
but like,
you tried.
I think she just saw, like, maybe if she had a, like, you know, my mom, my little sister's 10 years younger than me, so she was in school and had a job when she had her, and she chose to keep the baby. So I mean, it is a possibility to have it, but also, I was 10, my sister was 12, we helped take care of her, and my dad was there. So she doesn't really have any support within her family. Like, they want to be there, I'm sure, for her, but they just aren't
and
the
that's
type of people.
Where Rebecca would have came in.
But, and then with Rebecca having her own issues, like, maybe she felt like Rebecca can't be here either.
Yeah.
She was in
maybe
a
she
bind.
Doesn't want Rebecca
she was in a
bind,
doesn't
maybe.
Want
well,
that woman.
Well, maybe it was good at that time to not tell Rebecca, because what happened when Rebecca got back home? She got visited by more ghosts, okay? Not the dream ghosts like Dr. Akopian on the plane or whatnot. Or any of, what was it, Ricky Lake was on the plane and a whole bunch of other people on the plane. At that time, Amber Riley, a whole bunch of people. This time, it was more, what was it called? It was memory spirits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? AKA poltergeist.
Spirits that come and haunt their exes.
Exactly. Now, this song, everybody. This song was amazing, okay?
We tapped that ass all over the house.
Exactly.
Xander came back.
All over the house. Thor came back.
Well,
and
his name in the show was Xander.
No, I know.
Xander came back.
He came back and said, I tapped it over here too. Okay. The big,
that was great.
The big booty chair.
Oh my gosh.
The big booty chair.
Oh my god, the amount of puns said in that entire song. A little cheeky.
No.
Yes.
The song was perfection.
It was.
The dance number was perfection.
It was also nice with all of the, like, heavy stuff that was being thrown at us that we had a lighthearted thing
at us. Definitely.
It was good to have that, and to see them also that a lot of people don't know. We talked about last season that they're trained theater actors, a lot of them, mm-hmm. they're trained dancers, and you got to see Greg and Josh just go for it in this scene.
I mean, it was very, very reminiscent of Singing in the Rain. The tap dance by the two big guys, mm-hmm. by Gene Kelly and...
And I thought the beginning song kind of sounded a little bit My Way-ish, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Sinatra.
The way that Greg was singing it then, so it was kind of nice to see that connection there until we get to the Mickey part later on, which the song...
The cheerleading song.
The cheerleading song. We'll talk that... We're about to be there.
Oh,
just
my
a little
gosh.
Bit. Look at your face already, the way that came out. So, that song came on, and then all of a sudden, Rebecca's like, no, I gotta take control, and I gotta change things.
She's gotta be Ms. Douche.
Right, she gotta, you know. But wait, she torched her place, or she torched all the items, and she had to go back to go see Heather next door, because she basically had to leave her apartment because of all the memories that were in there.
That girl's a mess. Just dumb.
Okay.
I mean, I understand, you know, you want to get rid of, you know, the memoria of someone you went out with, but She should have thought that through. That was just crazy.
Torching everything? And she drank the whiskey.
Putting it in the sink. Did she not think that through? That was
going to catch through? On fire? No, she's a now think later type of person.
It's true. I love, though, that this could have been in a movie and then the house wouldn't have burned down. This could have been in any other TV show. Probably wouldn't have burned down. It's just like, yeah, screw this. We're going to forget about it. But in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, she almost burns down the whole complex.
Right.
I love that. And then you have to, and it's not just forgotten. You have to deal with all of the aftermath from that. And I thought that was hysterical.
My favorite line was she's like, I didn't mean to make the fire. I mean, I meant to make the fire, not the fire.
But then she goes and sees Heather. Great to see Heather once again. We saw her for a couple of bit. And then we get to meet Heather's parents and understand why. The Heathers. It's Heather Davis is her whole name, we found out now. But we finally get to meet the Heathers or the Davises. And we realize why she is the way she is and why she can't continue to fulfill whatever she needs to do because she just gives up. Because
her parents don't make her.
Her parents are the participation award type parents.
I never knew that she lived with her parents.
No, they're to the extreme. And so it's okay to be like a participation award type parent, but not like let your kid just drop out of anything that they don't want to do anymore.
Right.
It'd be hard. You have to teach them that they kind of have to follow things through.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's great that we have like a character development here with Heather because I never knew that Heather lived with her parents. Like last season, we always saw Heather outside of her house. Never we got to go inside of Heather's house, so we get to finally see. And I was so surprised when her parents came. At first, I thought maybe her parents were in town.
Oh.
And that's where they were
visiting. Never knew she'd live with her parents.
I think it was so smart the way they did it, though, to like have Rebecca not recognize them and be like, you've met them, you know them.
You know my
because
last
that
name.
Because that was us. All like, we were sitting out as the audience being like, who are these people?
Right. Yeah, no, they did I thought it was so smart because they wanted to add two new characters. They wanted to add Heather's parents, and they were like, well, how can we do it in a funny, crazy ex-girlfriend way?
Right.
And with adding them, I love that she was living with them, and I love that they brought up her last name. I love that, like, everything they brought up was so funny, and then now we know why Heather is the way she is.
Right.
I just thought the whole thing was hysterical.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Her dad is my favorite.
Her dad?
Okay. Cook me some pancakes, Mr. Davis.
With the strawberry cake and the blueberry snow.
I'll have both, please.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? It was great to see that. But, I mean, she came in there and she needed that loving type of family home at the moment because she was going a little crazy. And then she had Heather to back her up, I guess, in a sense. Although she didn't back her up till the end. You know what I mean? Because she was like, what are you doing, parents? Like, why? Why are you encouraging this crazy girl who almost burnt our house down as well to just go ahead and stay here and think it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Now, that, though, you think that was it. Then all of a sudden, the viralness of social media comes back again and her 911 call goes viral. Like, whose life is this?
Who,
like,
when they ask your name, says their first, middle, and last name?
Rebecca Nora, what is it?
Nora.
Bunch, right? Rebecca Nora Bunch.
I'm going to, West Covina, like something West Covina, and I have to poop. Like, great.
I have poop on my shoe, I'm sorry.
Like, why are you telling, and how badly do you have to poop that you couldn't wait to get off the phone? It was 30 seconds.
She's like, I'm outside. It's on my shoe.
Right.
That was great. Did you have diarrhea? What's going on, girl?
I know.
I mean, when you're like running from a fire and you're stressed on out, she was drinking.
No, you think it would back you up.
Finally, the poo comes out the wrong time.
She just couldn't hold it in, folks.
Girl's a mess.
She's a mess.
She made a mess.
And then she goes into work and then everyone sees it. And it's funny. They're not laughing at her. They're concerned for her, which is great.
Wouldn't you be?
I would be concerned, but in my head, I'm like, dang, that really didn't happen to her. Like, that just happened.
I'd just be like, what is going on with you? Like, you're never at work, and now you finally are. You're wearing some weird clothes.
Right.
This video's out. Like, I think you really need to take a step back and look at your life.
Time for, like, an intervention.
Right.
Exactly. Well, she had some sort of intervention with herself at the end. So so what happened was she went to work, right? And they had a meeting with Miss Douche Industries or something like that, right?
Yep.
Who, if you guys watched it, has been around for quite a long time, and they're trying to do a rebrand on Miss Douche to give it a better name for the stronger woman. What do you guys think?
That was hilarious. I felt like it was just so many puns within that, and for every person watching, they probably were like, where is this gonna go?
Right.
I had no idea. And it was so funny because when they were talking about the rebranding, in my mind I thought, oh, Rebecca's gonna try and get her makeover that you know, right then and there, maybe after she leaves. I had no idea she wanted to be the new Miss Douche.
Yeah.
That was so unexpected.
Her epiphany in my head was like, oh, I just need to be a new person. I want to be by myself.
She needs to reinvent herself. And make people see her in a different light.
Right. And then whoever gave her her makeover.
Don't know why douche, you know, being a douche like person
would be it.
Is being better than being the poop girl, but
I know.
But I guess in a sense it was the whole, this girl is the face of a strong woman, in a sense, right? That's cool. That was the underlying tone. But she came back looking like J-Lo from Jenny on the Block in her denim one-piece
suit. She looked like she walked out of that 70s show.
That, too.
Charlie's Angels.
If you guys do remember J-Lo in her denim zip-up suits and that hair and the gold chains, I feel like the inspo came from that.
Maybe it was the purse that was giving you the 70s
vibe. I was just getting the vibe of the sister from that 70s show. Yeah. Like Eric's sister. That's what I was getting.
Rest in peace to her. She passed away. Did you guys know that? She died.
Oh, wow.
So, I didn't know that.
Little dark moment here. I apologize.
But you know what's so funny is that how they brought in Douche and how she was dating two douches. So how great was that, right? Right?
Well, because
they're both douches in this episode.
Greg's a douche. They both could be douches.
They were in
different ways.
They are. Different ways.
And then Josh was very kind
of
douchey.
Josh was such really a douche in this episode. It made me so mad.
But he was a douche on accident. I don't think he was trying to be a douche.
Okay, but he could have. Right? He could have really thought himself. Like you don't have. Like you just. You know she's like was upset about you, and then you like run into her, she's like totally changed and is acting weird, and you're like, whatever you're going through.
What do you mean, whatever she's going through? Right? You mean your breakup that just happened? And he's like, oh, whatever happened. It's like they hadn't seen each other for a few weeks, and he has no idea what's going on in her life, and then, like,
this just goes to show you, like, my process was totally different, and now I totally agree with your process.
What was your thought on
guys don't care.
My process was all just like he's just stupid in the mind. You know what I mean? He's a bro. You know what I mean? He's an Asian bro.
He's doing the child. Okay. And then all three of us girls were just like, what an asshole.
And in my head, I'm just like, man, Josh, you're so dumb. What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. But now you say it in that way. Like, yeah, Josh, what the hell's wrong with you, man? Like,
I would have been so offended if I was like going through something because of someone else and I ran into that person. They were like, whatever you're going through, it's going to be
okay.
We're
going to get you some help.
That's a look.
But the difference is that Becca is like, she'll be like, you know, no, it's already great. And you would be like, you asshole.
Yeah.
Like, you would yell at their face.
Right.
I would, probably.
She just plays it off like,
that's her defense
mechanism.
Can't
be better when you're the best.
Super defense mechanism.
She's like, I didn't even expect him to say that. I was like, costume contest. That's hella offensive. Yeah. Like,
right?
I mean, my skin is glowing. I have new clothes on, new hair, and you said costume?
Right. She got her tracks glued in.
Are you really that dumb?
I know. But the funniest, I love that she's like, well, no, like, this is my look now.
Right.
Day one of her, like, her new wardrobe. This is, like, how I look now.
This is me. You know what I mean?
Man.
So she gets into her look or whatnot, right? And
the
like
2 hour four without coffee look.
Because she woke up like that. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Right. But she woke up like that. And then Paula's going through her crossroad as well, too. But she goes and she does the petition for this actual company, for Douche Industries. Because Rebecca asked her to do it herself.
That's the difference between Becca and Paula.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One does their job even
Paula
when they're going through a crisis.
And Paula's not even a licensed lawyer. She's not part of the bar. Okay? She's not licensed by the bar. She doesn't have an Esquire with her name, which is a cool name, by the way, her whole name.
Such a cool name.
You know what I mean?
Paula Proctor.
Paula Proctor Esquire would be amazing.
Paula Proctor.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
Paula Proctor.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Renee. Well, so she has that, you know, she has the name. It's a good branding for her to bring it back there. But she still gets this petition granted because of the amazing work she does. And if we bring it back to why she had the abortion and why she thought about it was because she got that uplifting spirit of her doing an amazing job. You know what I mean? I think that's what kind of just gave her that change, was like, I think I really need to be here. This is who I am.
Totally, totally. It was her. I think it was a high she got from that. You could see her face when he said she did a good job, getting that validation.
Right.
I love that. And I loved that inspired, because we want to see Paula grow. And I mean, I guess when you have a dad that says you're a breeder, not a leader, it can make you think otherwise.
That's pretty messed up.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I love the crisis.
It's a hurtful saying.
Right.
Not a leader.
It's a hurtful saying. But I mean, so once that happens, I mean, Rebecca at the same time was having her crossroads when she got into the top five of the Instagram contest for Miss Douche. You know what I mean? After hiring all these bots to like her picture, she got into the top five.
$5,000.
Right. $5,000 for that.
The funniest part was how, she was so excited about getting all these likes. And she's like, oh my God, I'm getting so many likes because I bought them. Like, but she was still so thrilled as if she didn't buy them, as if she was just getting likes.
You just burned down your house. You need to not be spending your money.
Remember, selective hearing. That's how she works.
And she has selective spending.
Like, unless she got insurance. I'm sure she didn't because she started the fire. She needs to be saving up her money. There might be a lawsuit on her.
Exactly.
That girl.
For real.
She could probably work her way out of that. Let's just be real.
Something else.
She's smart. Ivy League. Look at her.
She's smart in some ways.
She's smart.
She's smart in some ways.
In
some ways. Exactly.
And terrifying in others.
So when that happened, she got the votes, and she wasn't going to go because she was too depressed that Greg left her, Josh was being a douche to her, and all that stuff, and she just wanted to be done. You know what I mean? Sleeping in her extensions for 2 days as it was coming off. And then we have Heather here saying, you cannot do this, okay? Heather, who quits at everything, basically says, no, you cannot do this, because she realized her parents were that type of people who like, it's okay, you'll be fine, you tried.
They
you
know stroked I mean? Her.
Exactly. They made sure she was going to be okay. They protected her in a sense. Sometimes we don't need that type of protection. We need a push, right?
Yeah.
Parents need to push. We need to
push.
You need
to know when to protect, and you need to know when to push.
Exactly. Totally. And that time she needed to push, and Heather gave her that push. And she got up and she went to do her speech. She looked great when she was up on stage and all the other stuff. And then she really came to this, once again, humanizing type of Rebecca Bunch, where it was nice the way she talked, and she kind of brought it back down and saying, I'm not that type of person. This is who I really am. You know what? The cool, chill person is Heather right over there.
I really loved how they did these two scenes back to back of, like, who are you? And it was like, who are you, Paula?
The
who
crossroads.
Are you? Yeah, I love that. I also loved just how funny it was, the fact that she's at a Miss Douche contest having this self-realization on stage in front of like 20 people.
Yeah, I was like, there's only like 20 people though in the audience.
That's
like
hilarious.
That,
like, that is the somebody's funniest mom. Way they could have had her have that like revelation. And I thought it was so well done.
Don't you love the writing where it could be so, so darker, like comedic, and all of a sudden this like platform of a space to talk about certain issues and things like that just come up so well, and it's written in so well, and so it makes you pay attention, and it makes you think about it. You
and
know
then
what
right
mean?
Back to comedy with the spotlight, not right leaving her.
You know what would have been great is if she would have been like, "This isn't me," and she started like ripping off
her hair. Oh, her hair. That would have been amazing.
My God, that would have been so funny.
Everyone, oh she like hands out each strand of hair to everyone.
That would have been amazing. Oh my gosh, imagine. She pointed to Heather, and guess what? Out of some miraculous way, Heather wins the Miss Douche contest.
Because I feel like Heather knows who she is. I'm not saying that Rebecca doesn't, but she's like the most confident person, and she doesn't even have to try. She can just roll out of bed and be like,
"But isn't that terrible that all these people had to work and do all this stuff to win it, and then she just does nothing and wins it? Like, isn't that kind of the story of her life? Isn't that kind of the story of what her parents have made her life?
It's true.
But maybe she found her way. This kind of helped her find her way.
With her $10,000.
I love that the prize was $10,000, and we did not figure that out until Heather won, because that was not even part of it.
No, it wasn't.
For Becca, it wasn't even like, ooh, I want to be empowered, I want to be this. It was literally because she wants everyone to know she's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that just shows Becca has never cared about money. Yeah, otherwise, she wouldn't have left that job in New York to begin with.
I need to see her bank account even after her being broke, because, geez, can I have some? Hello.
Pass it out.
Right. I mean, if you don't want it, we will definitely take it.
Don't worry.
Exactly.
Because I thought the Miss Douche was supposed to be like, you were going to be on a billboard.
Yeah.
And maybe you'd get money from like advertising, like a share of the profit.
She gets both, I guess. I'm pretty sure we're going to see more Miss Douche with Heather.
Oh, my God.
Because they're going to be living together, guys.
I know. I'm so, so excited to see Heather in a bigger part.
Yeah. Me too. I love her character.
Rebecca and Heather roomies.
Exactly. It's changing.
Rebecca needs someone to live with. She cannot live alone because she lets herself get into her head way too much.
She needs
Heather to like shake her out of her little daydream.
So
I think Heather's going to get really annoyed with Becca at times because Becca can be a bit overwhelming.
She can.
Heather deals with that from time to time. Living with someone is a whole other story.
Yeah. But
I feel like they're both going to have challenges living together, though.
Oh, totally.
Because I feel like Heather's not going to be someone that cleans up after themselves.
No.
or like helps out in any kind of way.
And it's funny, we see that Rebecca's a little OCD at times, you know what I mean? When she's cleaning a little, and when she's cleaning things. So that's going to be a great kind of a another storyline to kind of follow or whatnot. But I am excited to see a little bit more of Heather in that sense. But before she actually, you know, moves out with Heather, you see her apartment cleaned up and all this. And I find this as some sort of symbolism, or maybe a way to look at things, where I don't know if it's totally over with Josh, because she said goodbye to Greg's a spirit or whatever it was, his ghost, but she did not say goodbye to Josh's.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it was Greg had also physically left, and Josh is still very much in West Covina. Right. Yeah. So even while Greg, there's no way for her to see Greg except for in her head, but she can see Josh in her head and in person.
But which makes me think, though, like, she's not totally over him. That kind of goes to show you she's, like, not 100% over him, because she didn't say goodbye to you, Josh, I'm moving on. You know what I mean? But she did move on from the boba shop. She was at the end. She was at the donut shop. You know what I mean? That wasn't the they usually ended a boba shop or somewhere familiar, the bar or whatnot, and it was nothing familiar. This is new. They talk about donuts all the time, but now we finally see the donut shop.
Right.
But we don't only see the donut shop, guys. Renee's favorite character is back.
She's back! I was so happy, you guys. I was watching that, and I'm like, it's about time. And I was also like, you were right, because I'm not sure. I think last week you said you predicted that she would be at the end of the episode.
She predicted it to the T.
Yeah, it was like, I remember watching, I'm like, Brie, how did she know?
Did you know that that was Valencia when, like, they panned over
when she was eating
someone?
Her carbs? No.
No, I didn't notice her at all, like, this time, because I rewatched it tonight with you.
You see her in the
background. I was watching her in the background, because I wanted to see what your reaction was going to be. But when I first watched it, I didn't make that connection at all until she's like, oh, I think that was
then I was like, Josh's ex looking at it. Totally, because there's a bunch of extras in TV shows that you don't really pay attention to when there's other conversation going on. I didn't think that they'd throw Valencia in there. Yeah. And boy, am I happy to see her with a lot less hair.
No makeup.
No
less
makeup.
Hair,
baggy clothes.
Weight. Like, well, I don't think the actress actually is going to be like making her appear.
She's
gaining
carbs.
She's eating donuts.
She's not
by
all
the mouthful.
That was great.
It just made me want a donut.
I know. I'm interested to see what this new Valencia is going to be
like. I thought you were going
to
say, I'm interested in a pink box of donuts.
Oh my gosh, that guys. Too. One of the episodes, we should bring in a box of
Let's
donuts.
Let's do it. I'm down. Okay.
Make it like an AA meeting.
Yeah. It's for the show, though. Not because we want donuts.
Research.
We're just really good at...
And not to
at...
be offensive to anyone actually. AA, I'm sorry.
What were you saying, though?
No, I was just saying that I'm interested in seeing this new Valencia.
Yeah, I am too.
What it's going to be like.
I definitely am too. Now, okay, so me and Brianna were talking about this earlier. There's a little bit of news and gossip. We never do this news and gossip stuff, and I want to see your reactions to this.
Okay.
So this is live, guys, exclusive news and gossip. Brianna has it here for us. And
I'm not sure, like, you guys might know or might not know.
Right.
So last week, someone commented on one of our videos saying that we were being naive to think that Greg wasn't just being written off the show. And so after this episode ended, I like looked it up because I was like, no, there's no way they're doing that. Greg is off the show.
Oh, no.
Him and the...
Dun, dun, dun!
Only had signed on for a one-year contract.
Look at Renee's
and
face.
Before they knew... they knew that it got renewed, he had made other commitments. And so when it got renewed, they talked. And him and the writers came to a decision that his arc was kind of over. And they needed him, and that he was ready to leave the show.
Close up on Renee's face, please. Close up on Renee's face.
And it was the most heartbreaking thing ever.
I can tell.
They said that there is potentially room for him to come back later on in the show, but it's definitely not going to be any time this season.
Wow.
Because he lives in New York now.
I feel like he's going to come back. I think he got a gig. Okay. He auditioned. He got a gig.
You want to cry? I just was like, whoa, what's going on? And that is sad news.
Yeah, because it's like Greg is such a pivotal character to the show. But I understand what they were doing. Like, I understood, like, them saying his arc was over. Like, they can only keep this going for so long. So I think, and I do still believe he'll come back eventually.
Yeah.
I know it won't be this season, maybe not even next season, but I think eventually he'll come back, and I think it'll be a whole different person, like a whole new Greg.
I think he will. I think his character will come back. It's not done with Greg. Just for right now. Renee, just for right now.
Oh. What's she gonna do?
Yes, yeah. Santiago is.
Did you guys think it was coming viewers?
They
At least one guy.
He's like, yeah. It's so cute how you guys are acting like he's not getting ripped.
And I totally read that last week too. It was almost directly after we posted the episode online, and I was like, nah, you tripping.
It flew over my head. I was like.
Yeah, he did an interview, and so I saw it in this interview that
it's
found.
So sad. It makes me sad.
No.
So I'm interested, though, to see who they're going to bring in, because I feel like there has to be a competitiveness.
A new guy.
Like, there has to be a new guy.
Or would it be where she is now having to deal with life in general without them and just her life and just life?
I think for some part of the time, they're going to kind of do that, where she's just completely single, but I think sooner or later they're going to have to bring someone into the dynamic, whether it be to make Josh jealous or whatever.
She really needs to read Renee's blog.
How to be single in West Covina.
Exactly. I mean, that's a perfect way to jump into, since we know Greg's gone now. Let's go into predictions.
Yeah.
What about that? Let's get some predictions on lights.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. Predictions.
Oh, yes. Her voice is back. Predictions, everybody.
I was just watching Renee's face. Still like the most sad I've ever seen.
I'm going to do you last because I feel like you need to get it together just a little bit.
I need to just have a few moments.
And adjust.
I wasn't ready for that, man.
I wasn't ready.
We didn't throw it at us like this.
I don't know. Let me just, off the top of my head, let me freestyle my predictions here. I feel like Greg's going to come back. It's just not the time for right now. He might come back. They're not done writing all the episodes yet for this whole season.
I thought you were going to wrap it.
Oh, no. You don't want that. Maybe next week. Stay tuned, guys. A little special for you. I might tap dance on the table next week. You have to tune in to watch out. Just watch out for that. Maybe a song. I was singing earlier. You heard me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, about my face and about my primer. Talk about that later. check that out on my blog. But, okay, my predictions would be he's going to come back. He's going to come back. It's not going to be anytime soon. It could be maybe just like Valencia here on this episode towards the end of an episode where we see Greg totally different. And it could be that hanging cliffhanger for the next season to kind of build it back up again. Because he might be working on a project. And it might be a big project. It might be multiple as well, too, if he's living in New York, which makes me think it could be something on Broadway, maybe. You know what I mean? Which is great. Could be amazing. I feel like Valencia's going to come back. She is going to be the crazy ex-girlfriend. Besides Rebecca. She's going to be the other crazy ex-girlfriend. I feel like we need another story with another crazy when Rebecca's a little bit more calm at the moment. Somebody else has to take care of the craziness. Now, with Paula having the abortion and concentrating on school and all that stuff, it's going to be a little bit more calming. I feel like Valencia's going to bring in the craziness. That's my prediction, dropping my whatever that is. There we go.
Okay. So my prediction, one, I have not a prediction, but I think because when you guys were gone, the choreographer that came in, Catherine Burns, she said that you can find that, the new opening dance tutorial online, and me and Renee said we were going to learn it.
Oh, snap.
So I think, and if you guys want to join, you guys can too, but I think we need to do that and film it before the winter break happens for the show. So that's not a prediction, but something you have to do. and then prediction-wise, I'm going to say, obviously, Valencia's back. I think for at least, like, a couple episodes, like, it's not going to be crazy ex-girlfriend type for Becca as much. I agree with you on that. Valencia's going to be a little more crazy ex-girlfriend-esque. But I think that Rebecca's going to use Valencia as a crutch to, like, not have to deal with her emotions. So she's going to try to take care of her and, like, mother her almost, but in a... obviously in an unwanted way so that she doesn't have to deal with herself at that moment. And then I think Paula's going to kind of get jealous, I think, of her trying to become friends with this person after she was just there for her for this whole thing.
Oh, like replace my best friend type situation, but not.
Hopefully. That's my best friend. No. but no, I think that Heather and Valencia and Rebecca are going to be like besties. Some, not saying the next episode, but somehow in there, once we see Rebecca move in with Heather and they become roommates, I feel like Valencia is going to tag along because I feel like she has a different, personality now. now that she's not so into her like self-image and stuff. Yeah, exactly. So, and what I was joking before the show, like it can be like a spinoff of Sex and the City, but it can be like Sex and Wes Covina.
You guys, and they came up with character names. They came up with
and we're trying to see who would be who. So I was thinking that Carrie Bradshaw is like somehow, you know, Rachel. So viewers, if you can think of who would be who in this sense, like Paula, we were saying she would possibly be
Miranda.
She's the more level-headed one.
And then who would, you know, fall in place for Valencia and Heather? Mm. Let me know.
I still don't
comments.
Know if any of them are Charlotte, though. I feel like,
Maybe Valencia.
Maybe Charlotte's yet to come, folks.
I don't know, but yet. If you guys, you know, want to play the game with me, yeah, get in the comments, because I thought that was funny.
Okay, interaction and interactiveness. Get with Dr. Trinay,
I love
folks.
The Sex and the City idea for this. So I think that we're going to see a lot of butting heads with Becca and Heather when they move in together between the two of them. I also agree. I think that Becca is going to use Valencia to just avoid all of her problems. I think that someone is going to replace Paula in the workplace for the time that she's in school, and that could possibly be the new maybe love interest for Becca. Like, that's how they could bring in a new character more casually.
That's a good one.
That would be good.
Fun way to slip someone
in. You have some time to think
someone
with us.
At work.
Or a new neighbor if they're moving as well. It could be a new neighbor.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Next time we need to get a psychic ball. So you can be like...
This is what I predict. I mean, she got it on the dot, like last week.
Yeah, she like got it way... Last week, she said Valencia would be coming back this episode at the end of the episode.
And boom.
The very end of the episode, we get Valencia back. And I remember staring at my TV thinking, Brie, how did she know?
If we get to episode 22 and you see my reaction or my prediction come to life where we see Greg at the end for a quick snippet... Celebration time.
It would be a celebration.
Are we going to do the how crazy was Becca this episode?
I want to do it from 1 to 10, folks. How crazy do you think Rebecca Bunch was in this episode? Let's start over here with Renee.
2.
2.
Because I don't think she was that crazy. I think she did the makeover because she was feeling very insecure. And she reacted, I mean, how anyone would react if their crush, who just rejected them once again on their new look, I would be sad too. I wouldn't want to become Miss Douche to feel better, but we all have something that's good that to use to make us feel better. I don't think she was very crazy this episode.
Right, okay.
I would say she was a 5.
Halfway.
You know, half, yeah, a 5 definitely, because she was just kind of imposing herself on the couch of the Heathers. And I thought that was really crazy because she barely... No, it's not like Heather's like her best friend or anything for her to do. So that was like a bit crazy. And even so, the Heathers were a little cuckoo as well. And yeah, so I'm going to give her a 5.
Okay.
I'm going to give her a 4.5. Because I thought it was crazy. Like, her burning the stuff was a little extreme. Because one also, maybe one day you'll get back together with one of them and then you'll be like, oh, I wish I hadn't burnt that thing.
That picture.
But so that with almost burning down the house too, with not even like putting it in a trash can or something, was kind of crazy. Her imposing herself on the Heathers. And also the amount of makeover she did, that it wasn't just like a slight makeover.
Yeah.
It was like a very intense to the...
It was multiple
levels.
Yeah,
I mean... Over a make
well, that
over.
Song alone.
The most annoying song I've ever
did
heard
did not
in my
even
life.
Say that song during this time, because like, that song was... Look, Trinae likes it.
The
I'm like,
pigtails. No. Oh my gosh. That song, when they did the preview last week, it was stuck in my head. And we heard the whole thing this week stuck in my head, and I hate it.
Yeah, cool. So for that song, even I'll bump. That's what the 0.5 I'm bumping there it up is for that song.
I get that.
I want to go ahead and do the 5. Meet right in the middle. She had a little crazy, but some of her crazy is kind of normal to me now at times. So I would give her a 5 for, imposing herself in the house over there with the Heathers, the makeover or whatnot. But she was still very, like I said, humanizing in a sense when she was sad about Greg leaving, when she kind of grew up in a sense in that last scene with her saying goodbye to Greg and really just looking like she's going to concentrate on herself for a little bit. So I give her a 5. Why not? Overall, though, great episode, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It was a really, really good episode.
And 2 best songs for me this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tap
Love
That Ass
songs.
And Shit Show.
-1.
Tap That Ass and Shit Show. I'm so buying this album. I love it. Oh my gosh, guys. Thank you guys so much once again for tuning in to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. As always, you guys can catch me at Nina Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Brianna, where
you guys can find me at BFIPS14 on Twitter and Instagram, BFIPS1214 on Snapchat, and also if you go over to Popcorn Talk Network earlier in the day, we did Broadway Breakdown. You can go check out my Jersey Boys.
Very nice. Trinae.
Nice. You can follow me on Twitter where I talk about food and what I'm eating during the day. And then you can follow me on Instagram, all at your girl Trinae.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, guys. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com, and check out my new article, Why I'm Single.
I need to do this, too. You guys, check out ninospov.com, where you can catch me and my style for my big plus-size gentleman. Check you guys later next week, folks. We'll see you guys next weekend.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.